Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
What's this? I never knew I could be so happy.
They gon' wanna hit the horns.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning on this beautiful day, the 14th day of January 2024. And all three African-American newspapers, wherever you are, led by the great, great Cheryl Smith. We have My Eye Messenger, Texas Metro News, and the Garland Journal. No excuse for the news. As always, with your e-blast, you can get all the news all the news right here on The World According to Drew. Big week in Dallas. EBJ, Eddie Bernice Johnson, was laid to rest. Want to make sure that we will cover that and get some commentary as well for that. But so much is going on, so little time to talk about. It's cold, folks. It is cold. Absolutely cold. But you know what? We built for it. As that old song said, we built this city. And it's just so much going on. I want to say good morning to all the citizens of Dallas as we prepare for this crazy weather. I'm tucked in if need be. Flights are coming back. It's feeling a little crazy out here. It's absolutely wonderful. We got some birthdays to go through. I was seeing some names on here. I'm just falling out laughing. But if you want to be a part of that e-blast, you can call 214-941-0110. Again, 214-941-0110 if you want to get in on this e-blast on this beautiful 14th day, day prior to Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King, I'll get it out, Dr. Martin Luther King's parade has been canceled, but we're still going to have our Believe the Hype, Believing in the Dream Healthy Expo tomorrow between 10 and 5 at the African American Museum, located in the beautiful, beautiful complex, I love to say that, of Fair Park. And we just want you to be a part of that. It's just absolutely wonderful what Cheryl has been doing for many, many years. And we want you to be there. And it's on Grand. Go right up in the Fair Park African American Museum. We'll be there. You know, weather permits. Just be careful, folks. It's a lot going on. Again, we honor Eddie Bernice Johnson. She laid in the Hall of State there in, well, here. And then went to the Hall of State there in the cemetery in Austin, rest. The late, great Congresswoman Honorable Eddie Bernice Johnson, better known as EBJ. So we got an LBJ and an EBJ right here in Texas. The president came in and showed his respects. Hakeem Jeffries, Minority Leader of the House, paid his respects, and many others. And I would be remiss if I didn't say Sheila Jackson Lee came, and oh, it was just a who's who in the government, black government, that is. And we were just so excited. I wish the circumstances could have been different. However, they showed up and showed out for their sister, pretty much the queen of the House of Representatives, making sure that the future was bright for a lot of our prominent legislators now. She made sure, and that's what I know about her. Going to be giving some information in weeks to come as we look at this this situation that's been going on there, according to her, connected with her death. So a lot is going on, so little time to talk about it. Just love it, love it, love it, and love it even more. King Celebration. We'll give you some information on that, how it started. And King Holiday is just well overdue. A lot of people didn't want it. And we'll get to that. I just love it that we could talk about it and how many people get a holiday. So we'll talk about the history here. So we get Luther King officially, the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, often referred to the shorthand as MLK Day. It's a federal holiday in the United States, making the birth day of Martin Luther King Jr. It is observed on the third Monday of each year in January. He was born in 1929. King's actual birthday is January 5th, which fell on a Tuesday in 1929. The holiday is similar to those holidays set under the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. The earliest Monday for this holiday is January 15th, and the latest is the 21st. King was the chief spokesperson for nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement, for which protests of racial discrimination and federal state laws. The campaign of the federal holiday for King honoring began soon after his assassination in 1968. President Ronald Reagan signed the holiday into law in 1983. It was first observed 3 years later, on January 20th, 1986. At first, some states resisted observing the holiday, giving the alternative names and combining it with other holidays. It was officially observed in all 50 states for the first time in the year 2000. Dr. King. We'll get some music on. I love a piece by Common. They really did that thing up for that. And we'll get it on for you. Kind of in production right now, trying to get that done. But again, we'll remind you about this King holiday just to keep you going. Again, you can get our e-blast at 214-941-0110. It's a King holiday, folks. King holiday, and we'll get some things on. We'll see if we have some callers on. We'll get to you very shortly here. Some of the other top stories we'll look at is just this weather. And we tell everybody we must, absolutely must, get in a situation where we could take care ourselves, take care of our family. There are a lot of little helpful hints that we need to get into for this crazy weather. Just be safe. It's going to be cold. You do what's best for you and your family. So it's a lot going on. But don't forget, tomorrow at the African American Museum, we're going to be there. You know, we're going to be like the postman. We're going to be there, rain or shine. It's Believing the Dream, Healthy Living Expo, tomorrow at the African American Museum, located in beautiful Fair Park in sunny South Dallas. So they say the sun always shines in sunny South Dallas, and we'll definitely get a taste of that tomorrow. I want to say good morning to our leader. Happy Founders Day. I know she's been busy. I tell you, I know how it is to be busy as well when, you know, these days, Founders Day and everything else day, and we're so appreciative of what she's done, not only for us, but for others as well. So if you want to come on in, Cheryl, you know, hey, all you got to do is just come on in. We'll slow the train down and get you on the track. I understand you've been very busy. It's kind of like Black History Month. I know you always say from February throughout, you busy as a bee. And we appreciate you more than you even can imagine. But it is the celebration of Dr. King's Day. And we're going to make sure that we get everybody in place for this momentous occasion. As we go back and go through our little e-blast this morning, Realizing the Dream Healthy Expo I mentioned is still on. It is still on. Again, this week we honored EBJ, better known as Eddie Bernice Johnson, was laid to rest. I mentioned earlier about the dignitaries that were at Concord Church to honor her, we call it. And I know our boss, Cheryl, was the stars among the stars there. And time of celebrating, reflecting. And sometimes it's really hard to say that when you You're going to miss somebody that you love. But again, some things come out. One of the speakers, she was so funny. She was talking about how they may have gone to jail, if I'm not mistaken. But she was just talking about how hanging out with Eddie Bernice Johnson, the Honorable Eddie Bernice Johnson, and being forced to buy some things. So I know she was just all about putting people up under her wing, making sure that they had at least a pathway to follow once she stepped down. And it seems like a lesson well taught, lesson well learned for those individuals that were under her wing. A legacy left behind. And we can learn a lot from her time of service. Started in state government. Well, let's start out. She was a nurse, worked at the VA in Dallas, and went to higher ground by getting into politics. And I'm sure it was some naysayers at the time. But she went in on the state level, then to the national level. And you can see her fingerprints on several of today's legislators that are representing us in Washington. What a treat. What a treat. And I'll read a little bit of her bio here very, very shortly. And, you know, it's almost like a bad dream. You just want to just wake up and say, this didn't happen. But as I was told as a kid, you know, you live today, you reflect yesterday, and tomorrow's not promised, so we have to continue on. But again, Eddie Bernice Johnson was an American politician who represented Texas' 30th Congressional District in the United States House of Representatives from 1993 to 2023. She was a member of the Democratic Party. She was elected again in the House in 1992, becoming the first registered nurse in Congress. And if you want to do some more research on it, I'm just going through and just looking at a beautiful picture. Beautiful lady, honored, and I'm so happy that Dallas honored her, giving her name of naming the train station. Some people complain, you know what? Something is better than nothing. And the reason I say that, because if you ride the train, you're going to know you're not just at the Union Station. You're going to be at Eddie Bernice Johnson Union Station. All of that and above. So it's great to always think about the fortune I thought I had. But when you go back home and people honor you, that is one of the greatest feelings that anyone could ever have. And I think of Cheers. There's a line in it that says, everybody, you know, knows your name, or you want everybody to know your name. And definitely everyone knows EBJ. I love that acronym. But I'll give you a little bit more. She first was elected in the House, I told you, in 1992, becoming the first registered nurse in Congress after swearing in the 116th U.S. Congress. She became the dean of Texas congressional delegation upon Representative Don Young's death in March of 2022. Johnson became the oldest member of the House. She retired at the end of the 117th Congress. She also served in the Texas House of Representatives, where she was elected in 1972. First black woman to win electoral office from Dallas. She also served three terms in the Texas Senate. A pioneer. And you know, so many people that we're around or so many people that we meet, we have no idea of the struggles. And I'm not talking about just being down, but the struggles as a politician, black politician that happens to be female, It's tough for the males as well. But to be able to break that for the state of Texas was unbelievable. Her early life, she was born in Waco, Texas. McClendon County, as I call it, December 3rd, 1934. And to Edward Johnson, a tailor, and Lily Mae White Johnson, a homemaker. She and her three siblings grew up attending Tolliver Chapel Baptist Church, where her mother was an active member. She was inspired to a career of medicine since childhood and wished to become a doctor, but was told by a high school counselor that this was not possible because of her gender. Boy, we've heard that quite a bit. Gender, skin color, again, some deterrents. She graduated from A.J. Moore High School at the age of 16 and moved to Indiana to attend St. Mary's College of Notre Dame, where she graduated in 1955 with her nursing certificate. She transferred to Texas Christian University, where she received a bachelor's degree in nursing. She later attended Southern Methodist, better known as SMU, and earned a master's of public administration. Johnson was the first African-American to serve as chief psychiatric nurse at the Dallas Veterans Administration Hospital. She entered politics after 16 years in the position. Her early political career is passage of civil rights and legislation, Voting Rights Act of 1965, which enabled African-Americans in the South to register to vote. More African-Americans began to run for office and to be elected. Johnson first became known in Dallas as a civil rights activist in the 60s. In 1972, she was an underdog to run for the Texas House. She won by a landslide. She was the first black woman elected to the public office from Dallas. Soon, she became the first woman in history, and I mean first woman in history, Texas history, to lead a major House committee in the Labor Committee. Johnson left the State House in 1977 when Jimmy Carter appointed her as regional director for the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, the first African-American woman to hold this position. Johnson entered electoral politics again in 1986, where she was selected as a Texas state senator. So we'll read more and more as we go. But you know what? You talk with people and you see people, but you never know until you find out the plight. We hear what she's doing in Washington. She started the grassroots all the way from Waco through Dallas, all the way up to Washington, D.C. It doesn't get any better than this. So I know it's a lot of historians out there, and I know LBJ is synonymous with Lyndon Baines Johnson, but EBJ, Eddie Bernice Johnson, we're going to miss you, but thank you. Thank you so much for what you've done for the citizens of Dallas, for the citizens of Texas, for the citizens of this world, this country. You name it, she did it. And again, we'll follow through a little bit later, and we'll go from there. Again, Cheryl, happy Founders Day. We'll give a little history about Delta Sigma Theta too. You know, we had our Founders Day January 5th, where we were incorporated started in 1911. So it's that time of the year, most of our organizations started in the early months of the year. So we'll do that. I have your little special treat for you. And, I'm going to get your tissue. And I know it's going to, we'll do this for you today. It is your time. And I love doing this one because I can imagine, I wish I could see your face. Yo, yo. She crying. I know she crying. You crying, Cheryl? I tell you, we got some good information about my sister's a Delta Sigma Theta. And you know what? The way that young lady was singing that song, I think she might have been married to a Kappa. Had a Kappa in her life. Because she was singing that thing. She was singing that thing. But again, we want to say good morning and happy Founders Day to Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, which is a historically African-American sorority. The organization was founded by college-educated women that dedicated to public service with the emphasis of programs that assist in the African-American community. Delta Sigma Theta was founded on January 13, 1913. By 22 women at Howard University located in Washington, D.C. Membership is open to any woman who meets the requirements. And I love the way that little caption said specify. They will specify. Regardless of religion, race, and nationality, women may apply through their undergraduate chapters at a college or university or through the alumni chapter after earning a college degree. Over 350,000 members, chapters located in Bahamas and around the world, and especially, you know, here in the States. Again, want to say happy, happy Founders Day to the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta, January 13, 1913. So that gives them 111 years, and I could only imagine back in 1913 with some of the things that we were going through as a people, but these fine ladies got together with a common interest to form what we all know and love as Delta Sigma Theta. Congratulations, ladies. Cheryl, I understand you had to speak yesterday. Are you got your pipes ready for the day? I know you want to say something. Because I know we got a big event tomorrow. But, okay. She playing shy on me right now. But, again, it's King's Holiday. We're going to play some songs. I just love this time of year. And give you a little bit here. Added something new. And we'll play it again a little later too. Commemorating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, no. Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over. Victory isn't won. But we'll fight on to the finish. And then when it's all done, we'll cry glory. Oh, glory. Oh,
oh. Selma is now. For every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win the war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory, the coming of the Lord. My eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh,
glory.
Oh,
oh, man, couldn't have been said any better. Glory, glory, glory. Common and, excuse me, John Legend. You know, as I sit back and reflect on the life of Dr. King, you know, it's funny that how these, the deaths and birthdays are, you know, kind of lining up here. We're going to miss Eddie Bernice and her just, her tenacity, her stick-to-itness to make a difference in this country, and for her her life and for her home going to be this time of the year, it's going to be, you know, it's always be sticking in our minds. Just great people will be recognized during this day, and wow, who would have thought? But dreams do come true, and you can realize your dream at our Healthy Expo on tomorrow at Fair Park. Realizing Dream Healthy Living Expo. I might take my shirt off and do some push-ups or something to just kind of show you how I'm getting it all together. So you better come early, because if you miss me, you won't see me again doing the push-ups in public. But folks, we need to come out. There are going to be a lot of vendors there talking about good, healthy eating, good, healthy living. You know, rain or shine or snow, we're going to be there still on, as our leader has mentioned to us through her news blog. Folks, let's get it done. There are going to be some pound cakes. Let me get down to the nitty gritty. Who got the best pound cake in Dallas? And Miss Wright, I know you get me. Andrew, speak, project, all of that. Yes, and let me make sure she's looking down on heaven. Who has the best pound cake in the DFW? All right, Miss Wright, you know you taught me well. So, folks, come on out. Be careful on the way. I know it's cold now. They say it may be some precipitation. That's what all the models. I even looked at the Weather Channel a little bit to see. It's going to stretch all the way across the southern sector, from Dallas to Houston to Jackson, up through Atlanta. It's a band of, they're looking for some powder, as they call it, so a little bit of snow. Yeah, but so many things going on this week and just last week. I want to thank the men and women of the Dallas Police Department. I tell you, they were visible. And I know when the president comes to town, you have to be on the, you know, top gun type detail. And I'm going to let you all in on the secret. I pray every time we have a dignitary in town. I do. You know the history of Dallas. Dallas will never get, one thing about history, you can't erase it. You try to, but you can't. And I said that to say this. How do we know where we're going, America, when you don't know where we've been? Again, how do you know where we're going when you don't know where we've been? Or you want to erase where we've been? Black history is part of our American history. We will endeavor that next month. All the inventions that our people of color have contributed to this world. You can't go through an intersection without a traffic light. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. But again, I'm just so happy to be here. It is 2024. Who would have thought it? And realistically, I tell my kids and I tell everybody, we have more days behind us than we do in front of us. So let's enjoy. Make a difference. It's a political season as well. Get involved. That's what we need to do. And we're still waiting on Cheryl. She must have partied up last night on the Founders Day. And I'm sure she'll get on. We have Dr. Rodriguez that's coming on at the top of the hour, giving us some things. Last week, and I'm going to see if I can get some more information from him. We were talking about the situation at Florida A&M University. And with that being said, Willie Simmons is now at Duke, and we're still having some issue trying to select another coach. And so I'm going to talk with Cheryl about that as well. But we're going to bring on the lady that makes it all possible, none other than the Honorable, giving you a degree today, Honorable Cheryl Smith. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for being there.
Okay. Well, hey, it's always my pleasure. I tell you, I can go to bed at 2 in the morning, but I get up. I get up without an alarm clock, so that's pretty good. So, okay, so you're tired. I understand you had to speak on yesterday.
Yes, I was with the North Central Texas alumni chapter, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Actually, they'll celebrate 10 years in April. And a wonderful program they had, Attorney Darryl Washington, civil rights attorney. And I just have to tell you, he was absolutely phenomenal, really. And talked about a number of issues around civil rights. And it was like a town hall meeting. So he took questions from folks there. It was really, really a good program, and I enjoyed it immensely.
Okay. And I knew you lit up the room, didn't you? You didn't light it up, you lit it up.
I tried.
Yeah, but Cheryl, you know, I played that Sweetheart song. I know you was over there weeping on it. I know it. But I always say that the young lady who sung that song, I have no idea who she is. But she must be married to a Kappa because she really talked about that diamond.
Really?
Yeah. I'll play it again for you. Oh, she had a lot of feel, a lot of... Oh, I must have been touched by an angel. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, my gosh. Ego.
Oh, Lordy. But you know what? I take pride for you all as well. I've known at least two of your national officers personally.
Okay.
Yeah. Mona Bailey.
Yes.
And Paulette Walker.
Yes. Yeah.
Paulette Walker and my mother sat together at church in Tampa. Yeah, Mount Olive AME Church. So I'm honored to know those two personally.
What an honor.
Oh, it is. It is. I'm so excited. And excited for the Deltas because, you know, we had a lot of Deltas. Of course, it was a lot of AKAs in Tampa, too. But my next-door neighbor, one of my next-door neighbors, Dr. Newhart, she knew my name, but she never called me Andrew. She called me Anthony. Now, if my dad is Junior and I'm the third, and you still calling me Anthony? But she did call it. She was my dean in seventh grade. And, you know, I couldn't skip. I couldn't do nothing because the word would get home before I even got home.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I had perfect attendance in junior high school. But there have been some great Deltas, and you're definitely among the top. We appreciate what you do. And you work hard. I tell you, you work hard not only for yourself but for your sorority as well. And it just my hat's off to you. Continue. Because you never know who you can spark to follow in your footsteps. So that's what I try to do. And I tell my kids about their connection with people. You know, be on your best behavior. Do what's right. And you'll be surprised to watch it. You did this and did that. And I've learned that firsthand as well. Yeah, so 100 and how many years? 100 and...
111.
Did I miss something? Oh, from an incorporation date? Is that what you're going from?
Oh, you're talking about, I'm looking at a lot of things now, right now, as I multitask because you said I work all the time.
You do.
And so sometimes, well, it's because, you know what? And I say, you have to look at how people react and respond to you. You keep going to a well because the well produces. And you don't go to some wells, or I guess you could say in Texas, what do you call the oil, where you go get oil and nothing ever produces, you stop going there.
And, right, to the well. Mm-hmm. Oil rig or whatever, yeah.
But and so, you know, you think about as you go through life, what you want to do, what you want to be, And you were talking earlier about the Honorable Eddie Johnson, and I just have to tell you, I keep hearing the same refrain over and over again from people saying, I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know. And it says something about the people who are doing the work, because you'll find out things later about what they've done. And then, too, it also says something about the nature of the people who are critical of them. Mm-hmm. Because now I have all of these, oh, I used to work for, or I learned this, or I got my first job. And you find out, yes, she was mentoring. You find out all the millions of dollars that have benefited, transportation specifically, or business. And you say, yes, she was doing something. And I just tell you, I still have not wrapped my head around her passing. And she passed in the same hour. It was around the 8 o'clock hour 2 Sundays ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the news I did not want to hear. And I can tell you one of the most moving moments for me this past week was riding on the bus to Austin, and we stopped through Waco. We rode by where there were people outside with signs saying, well done, EBJ, or, you know, just showing love with hearts and everything for her. It was heartwarming to see. And from those in Waco, you know, and people came out, and there were really wonderful stories about her. And it saddens me to think about those stories, because we would have heard a whole lot more. There's a book that's expected out. She has rubber stamped the book. Only thing she hasn't rubber stamped in the book, it will be some of the pictures, because that was supposed to take place in December. And we know, of course, that she was in rehab and in hospice at that time. But then also the epilogue, you know, just closing it out, because we didn't expect that she would not be here into 2024, going on having book signings where she talked candidly about issues. And you see that if you got to spend any time with her during this last year of her life, she was very, very candid. And she dropped a lot of nice to hear people say that she was hard to work for. And I know I worked with someone they said that about. And then people say it about me, and I just say, well, you know, their expectations are high. She had high expectations, but she felt like her constituents deserved the best. And she couldn't have employees working for her who weren't giving their best and doing their best for her constituents, because that's a reflection on her. Folks weren't going to say, ooh, Congresswoman needs to get them people out of her office. If she kept them, they would say, oh, she needs to get out of office because she can't manage a good staff. She can't get a good staff in there to handle constituents. So, you know, there's a lot to be said about people saying, you know, folks remind them the devil wears Prada. But you got to get work done. You got to make things happen. And I wish during all of her time that she would have had people who felt the same way. Because now I know now it's diminished, the quality of work ethic has diminished. COVID has not helped. But, you know, I really do believe that a lot of people who work at restaurants and food wish they could cook the stuff at home and Uber it into their place of business. Because nobody, you know, not nobody, but a lot of people just say, no, I don't want to go into, you know, I have to drive 20 miles. And you drove 20 miles before COVID. So it's a new world. And I think about this new world, and I say it's a better world because of the likes of the Honorable Eddie Bernice Johnson. And it was a definite loss that she is not here to share more of her wisdom. And believe me, she had a lot. And I just hope that it will make people think about their lives and when they get up in the morning and they say, thank you, to whomever they say thank you to, thank you. And then the next thing they think about is their purpose. Why were they able to get up this morning? And if getting up this morning means you do nothing for anybody but yourself, wow, that's a heck of a purpose to have.
Oh, absolutely. But Cheryl, you know, I think about all the accolades that were mentioned. You know, she was low-key, and I don't know how I am. People say I'm very low-key, but I knew she probably stirred some folks along the way. She had sternness, you know, that I picked up on. But you have to be. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And she was all about making things happen. And you hear how the representatives that were working or were in Congress with her, how she pushed them up to do this or do that and wanted to stay until Hakeem, the Honorable Hakeem Jeffries, got in place.
Yes, Fat Robin.
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, without a doubt. And it's so funny, when I went to Washington recently, we were in the same building, and I missed him maybe about 5 minutes. And they had mentioned it. So, I would have given him a few recognition symbols, but I know how everybody loved to watch, so I would have given him the yo, and he probably would say, oh, my God, what did I do? I'm this when nobody speaks.
He responded appropriately.
Appropriately.
I had the pleasure of meeting him through the Congresswoman. Congresswoman Johnson had a reception for him, and we got to talk about Divine Nine and HBCUs and, you know, FAMU. And I just, you know, she really respected him and had high hopes for him, and she asked Congress, you know, her fellow Congress folks, when she was, when we were in D.C. at the unveiling of her picture in the science building in D.C., and she told them, you know, vote for him, throw your support behind him. And she also told them, we need color at the leadership of this party. And, you know, and people laughed, but it was true because the way she said that candor, and I said, oh, she's going to be unleashed, you know. Some names were going to get called and some issues were going to get addressed. And you're going to have to get a book when it comes out. It would tell you stories you could not have ever imagined. And I know, she was really fond of Jeffries, the new horse for the new Congressional Black Caucus chair, former Congresswoman Marsha Fudge. And those some of her buddies. And, you know, she wanted you to work. And so, you know, I'm like that myself, you know, that I love a good work ethic. And work ethic will make you not work harder, will make you work just as hard as the people who are working for you, not sitting down and letting everybody work hard for you. You know, I tell these parents, they want to call me and get all the information for their children about scholarships. And I said, have your child call me. Have your child call me. Don't do the work for them. I said, because then you find that there's a thankless element out there, you know, that, you know, that these students feel like you give them a scholarship, they don't think it's common courtesy to send you a note saying thank you. And it's those little things. So, you know, I found out different things about some of the students and everything, but don't call me, even if I've known your child all of their life, don't call me and ask me to write a letter, a recommendation for them to become a member of Delta Sigma Theta. They need to call me. And so that they can get their work done and everything, because y'all write letters of recommendation, right, Andrew?
Oh, yes, I do.
And do you ever hear back from them?
A few, and it's but normally I don't write unless I know you. So call me and look, and then we talk a little bit, and maybe I'll know a little bit about you. But yeah, I just don't do any blind recommendations.
Right, you can't. And then, but I mean, later there are people who I've written letters for scholarships, for Delta, for, you know, community service, for other organizations. And every time I turn around, they are contacting me. Every time I turn around, they're, hi, Miss Cheryl, how are you? One of the little AKA who's living Midwest, you know, she's on saying Happy Founders Day, texting me, saying Happy Founders Day to me. And you're like, you know, it's wonderful because we're making a serious commitment to them when we write a letter for them.
Right.
We're putting our reputation on the line for them. And then if their parents ask, then their parents want to make a million and one excuses because their child don't have the common decency to say thank you. Let you know that they've made it, or you know, they got you because you acted, but then when it comes time to pin, they want they inactive person to pin them. You know, and that's fine. You do what you want to do, but I'm more concerned about those, especially in the world, because you want to be able to come back to folks, and if you live long enough, you may need them again.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what, Cheryl, I tell mine is the ones I give recommendations to. Give me an update. Keep me going. Let me know what committees you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Just your involvement, because we all know some will get in and end up being paper, as we used to say back in the day.
Oh, and
that's all.
I tell them, please don't leave me like that. Please, I need for you to be active. I've shown you what a lifetime commitment looks like, and I'd really like for you to honor this and understand I'm not just casually writing a letter for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important. But I was watching this morning, as I got up, I was watching, there was a thing like this Capital Place in 83. I'm trying to remember what school, but he was showing the art of caning. And
I don't know why he didn't consult me.
Well, were you a cane master? Because he said he
was. Yes, ma'am.
Really?
Yeah. And I, you know, for every show that we had back in the day,
mm-hmm.
I tried to do two canes. I put all kind of theatrics in my canes. I sure did. And guess who? I used to do what we call a wrist roll, but my sister was a majorette, so I got a couple of little helpful hints there. But a lot of guys are doing wrist rolls and everything, but I was able to twirl and even twirl without it going through my fingers. So, yeah,
I
want
really to see that.
Hard.
I'd like to see that.
You know, authors show up every now and then, but I got it. I don't know what's wrong with authors, but Is that called having birthdays?
Is that what?
Is that what we call having birthdays when authors start getting in your fingers?
Oh, is that what it is? Well, you know, you just think about the alternative. What is the alternative to growing old?
Which end do you want? Being young or just eventually getting closer to seeing your maker?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing, like, even I tell young people, because it seems like there was a time when I was coming up that we revered our elderly, and then we went through a time when people are, they don't think highly of their elders. And I just say, okay, you live long enough that what you disregarded and disrespected, you will become.
Mm-hmm. You're so right. So right.
Now, I know
go ahead.
I know you have the doc coming up, and I just want to say to you that I also know that, you know, people were concerned about the weather, and I just think about how disappointed people would have been had they had a cause that they needed Dr. King to come for, and he canceled because of weather.
Oh, he'd have been there.
He would have been there. And, you know, we have people, we have screening, we have, you know, we want people to come by and give blood so that we can have the bank filled at American Red Cross have our coffers filled when we need blood instead of us having to come out and beg. Now, people can say they don't have money, but you do have blood. I know there are some constraints for some. But guess what? You get a gift card if you come. And I don't know why Jackson State is calling me doing. We know we have this show, but I will talk to them. They were at, many Jackson Staters were at the brunch yesterday. But we're going to be at the African American Museum. We have blood drive. We have a pound cake baking contest. We have food demonstrations. We have Comerica Bank talking about financial literacy. We have a panel on healthcare and naturally taking care of things. And I know we need it. I heard talk. I'm not going to call anybody out, but we have to move the talk to action. And it's kind of, and I'll give the example, and I'll let you go, because I'm sure that you have your said that the doc was going to be on at the top of the hour, so I don't want to hold you. But I will tell you that one thing I learned when my mom passed was that I learned that I didn't know anything, that people would call and say, what do you need, what do you need? And I had not a clue. I had not a clue. And I never said I don't know more in my life. And I thank Golden Gate Funeral Home for walking me through that process and help me to progress and be able to respond to people. But now when someone passes, I do not call them and ask, what do you need me to do? Because interestingly, lots of times when people do that, they say, call me if you need anything. They don't get a call, and they don't offer anything. That gives them, that puts more pressure on the person you're saying that to. Mm-hmm. And then also, if you call them and you say, oh, well, can you keep the baby for overnight? Oh, well, I got to do this. And you end up asking them something they can't do, even though they say, if you need anything, call me. So what I do is I have started telling people what I will do based on what I know they need, based on knowing that they can't think of everything, and knowing, like, my show, Bonnie Edison, she didn't ask me what I needed. I got a card, and when I opened the card, there was a sleeve of 100 stamps. Never in a million years, Andrew, would I have asked anybody for stamps. I didn't even think about it, but you guess what? I needed those stamps, didn't I?
Well, yes, you did.
Because I needed to send thank you cards to all the people who sent flowers or cards or donations who came. Yes, I needed to send them a card. I needed to send people programs who were not able to be there. So that was something. You know, in the out of town, I'm going to send something. I will call people locally, and you know, there are a few people, quite a few people, can say, "Hey, I'll edit the obituary for you, or I'll write the obituary for you." And you know, we need to do better about that. If you want to help somebody, say what your skill set is, and take that off of the table instead of, "If you need me, call me." No.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be that friend you want people to be to you, call me and say, "Hey, I know you got this going on. Let me take, I just got a text from someone who was asking about an event, and they said, I know you got this going on. Let me do this." That becomes a relief. That is really, you know, a giving heart. You know, because it just sounds good. It's like the folks who say, "Hey, how you doing?" And they really don't want to hear along. They really don't want to hear how you're really doing. They want you to say fine.
Mm-hmm. Or if you say not fine, girl, a dude, let me call you right back.
Or you say, "Oh, I got a bad cold." Well, you know, I had one too, and next you know, they're all talking about themselves, and I forgot about you.
Mm-hmm. You're so right.
So, but I'm hoping that people will come out. I'm hoping that the weather will stick with us in a way that I've heard from Dallas County, that when they talked about a lot of precipitation, my understanding is that that forecast has changed. But, you know, we're expecting, like, especially like if you say like from 11 a.m. to about 3 or 4, that we're expecting a nice type of day. Yes, it's going to be chilly, but we're going to be inside. We're going to be inside the museum. We're going to have music playing. We're going to have folks having a good time. And, you know, we just say come on out and let's support one another.
All right. We'll be there, be square.
All right. Well, I'm waiting to hear some helpful tips about keeping my health up because, you know, I keep, you know, seeing all of these displays on social media where they're telling you what to do for mucus and all what we're dealing with and everything. And it's, you know, our health is important. Our health is important. So thank you and thank you to the doc for these sessions because it really helps us to grow and to help our community. And that's what we have to do with this. We can entertain, we can have a little fun, yeah, we can dream, but we got work to do as well.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Cheryl. Happy Founders Day again. And
thank
I'm
you.
Sure you put them up. You Well, you know we're going to talk about FAMU. I did good not to say much about it, but we'll talk about it a little bit more.
Well, and I look forward to it. I just say that, you know, I just try to always speak from a position of strength and power, and that comes from having the information. And unfortunately, I just hear too many people talking. It is like James Brown said, talking loud and saying nothing, because when you start your stuff, well, it's rumored. Well, you know, do you want mm-hmm. rumors about you?
Right. And you think of James Brown, I think of Cameo. Some people would just be talking out the side of their neck.
Well, true, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Well, I thank you, and I guess I heard you talking about doing push-ups and everything tomorrow, so we'll see what you're made of.
All right. I can do a lot of curling on a fork. I can pull up to the table or push back. those are the exercises I'm doing a lot of lately.
All righty, okay.
All right, but thank you as always. We're going to transition right to the good doctor. Dr. Rodriguez, go ahead and unmute yourself. Sure, I love saying that because she'll start talking and she'll say, ooh, I didn't unmute myself. Good morning, Dr. Rodriguez.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, good, good. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day early to you.
The same to you.
Thank you, thank you. What do you have for us today?
Well, I don't have anything about mucus. I'm still on that lose a little weight kick. So I was going to tell you today about some carnitine. It's C-A-R-N-I-T-I-N-E. And like,
one more time for me.
Carnitine.
Spell it again.
C-A-R-N-I-T-I-N-E.
Okay. You know I'm right with you.
Okay, so we usually have it with a little L in front of it.
Okay.
Now, it's a naturally occurring substance that aids in a breakdown of fat in order to release energy. It can be found in your red meats and other meats like chicken and fish, especially sardines and herring. And you can also find it in dairy products like milk and hard cheese. L-carnitine is a natural stimulant and enhancer of body functions that is produced in your kidneys and your liver. L-carnitine, it transports the fatty acids into your mitochondria where they are oxidized and released as energy. Now, it's also an amino acid that is required by your body tissues, especially your heart and your skeletal muscles. Carnitine is used to treat heart disease, stroke, childhood fatigue, low sperm count, and female infertility. Now, although the body produces its own carnitine, many people are deficient in this amino acid. And you can get the carnitine supplements in gels, tablets, capsules, powders, drinks, shots, and even a patch. I couldn't find a patch, but I have girlfriends that actually go to the medical spas that the doctors run, and they get the little shots, and they usually get them usually in their abdominal area. Okay, now, fat metabolism cannot occur without the carnitine. Now, increasing your carnitine levels helps cells use more fat as energy. Now, this helps your body be lean by reducing the fat stores and burning more fat from your diet. Now, carnitine is most often found in skeletal muscles. Fat metabolism can occur when there is carnitine. Now, carnitine supplements have been shown in studies to support the effects of the growth factor, which serves to increase muscle growth by increasing the levels of proteins that bind to this growth factor. Now, me personally, I actually have the powder and I have the liquid that I haven't opened up this year yet. I usually take the powder and I actually scoop it into some capsules, and I've been taking that every day. Now, L-carnitine improves your memory and your brain capacity by assisting individual brain functions and increasing the synaptic nerve transmission in your brain. Now, as far as cardiac diseases go, L-carnitine has the potential to lower blood pressure and the inflammatory process associated with heart disease. L-carnitine has also been linked to improvement in these people that are suffering from severe heart conditions such as coronary artery disease and chronic heart failure. L-carnitine promotes a normal heartbeat and can alleviate angina symptoms by increasing the blood oxygen levels and keeping your blood vessels clear. It's also been shown to improve endurance and speed recovery after a heart attack or physical exertion by preserving your mitochondrial energy production. Now, according to one study here, L-carnitine improves heart health by lowering your oxidative stress, the stiffness in your blood vessels, and muscle fatigue. Now, it also can relieve your muscle pain, and then you have faster regeneration and improvement of blood circulation. Now, it's usually given to people who have angina to help them improve their exercise tolerance. And studies have shown that 1 to 2 grams daily reduce muscle damage, especially after you had one of those challenging workouts or one of those push-up sessions. And now, implying that muscle tissue regenerates more quickly, L-carnitine has also been shown to relieve muscle pain. And like L effect carnitines on physical performance are related not only to its ability to remove the fat burning and decrease glycogen utilization, but also to its ability to improve blood circulation and thus blood flow to the muscles. Now, improving your blood circulation ensures that the necessary nutrients and hormones are delivered to the blood's exact location during your exercise. Now, if you remember earlier, I said it helps with male infertility. Now, L-carnitine can increase the levels of testosterone receptors, and these receptors are also known as androgen receptors, and they're found in your muscle cells. Now, this factor influences both the quantity and quality of sperm. Furthermore, the more of these receptors you have in your muscle cells, the more testosterone can bind to them, and it stimulates muscle mass growth and strength. It's like having your own personal, it makes your muscles bigger. Now, mothers who want to lose weight after giving birth, it's been shown that the L-carnitine levels in women who have been pregnant is showing that there's a decrease in the L-carnitine levels. And it has never been determined why. But new research is suggesting it's due to carnitine biosynthesis, which can be caused by low iron levels in female bodies. That's the only thing we've found so far. Now, according to the study, L-carnitine aids in postpartum weight loss. It promotes cardiovascular health, and it raises plasma levels that are reduced during pregnancy. Now, for your immune system, according to research, all immune cells receive a small dose of L-carnitine to replenish the energy used to defend the body against viruses and diseases. It's also been discovered that L-carnitine can rapidly alter immune cell activation, resulting in an improvement in the body's immune responses. Now, with type 2 diabetes, the carnitine supplements can benefit type 2 diabetes. Taking L-carnitine can help diabetics increase their glucose oxidation, storage, and intake. And then furthermore, L-carnitine improves your insulin sensitivity. And like a low insulin sensitivity is common in type 2 diabetes. It can also help you with kidney or liver failure, because the kidneys and liver aid in the production and the utilization of L-carnitine. Disease in these organs or organ failure may result in L-carnitine deficiency. Now, in these cases, doctors may recommend L-carnitine supplements to support kidney function and prevent deficiency. And just recently, they've been using L-carnitine to treat Alzheimer's disease, mm-hmm. and other age, mental health conditions, and dimensions. Now, like I said earlier, it can be taken orally. I actually have the powder that I put into capsules weekly. And, you know, this right here helps you with your carnitine deficiency. But I also noticed on Amazon that they actually have it to where you can do your own injections, Andrew. with the L-carnitine.
Okay. That's a page I'm not going to be on. My own injection?
Yeah, you can. Remember I was telling you that at the medical spas that you can actually inject L-carnitine into that belly fat that you have, and it will decrease that belly fat. So, yes, sir. You can buy that.
You said the belly fat that I have, or are you talking about others may have?
I mean in general, Andrew.
Okay. No, we all need to do something. You know, we do get lazy. You know, I still exercise, not at the rate I have been in the past. And that's just on we find a million reasons not to. But, folks, if you're over 25 like we are, Dr. Rodriguez, we need to exercise more and get grounded. I tried that, but the ground been too cold, so I can't do it right now.
Well, they got grounding sheets and grounding pillows, Andrew.
Okay. You got me on that one. So we thank you. Thank you for this all the time. A lot of helpful hints in this, folks. And we need to follow through to make a better year in 24. So you said Amazon. We still depending on Amazon to get us where we need to be, which is good.
Oh, yeah. Amazon will bring it right to your door. They'll even bring the little insulin syringes if you're going to inject it into your belly.
Oh, wow. Look, wow. Okay. All right. Well, we thank you
but,
so much.
I've actually been with my girlfriends when they got it done. Now, you know, because I wanted to see what they did in the medical spa. So what they would do was they would pull a little bit of that L-carnitine out, and they would actually mark the belly where they were going to inject it, and then they would inject it in there. Now, they would always have that redness around where they inject it, but them stomachs will get flat real soon. It usually takes like, I say like 10 days, but those bellies went down.
All right, sign me up. Yeah, but you know, there's so much breakthrough in this medical world. And folks, anything that you hear on here, you know, you have an expert there. And if you're a little leery, read, and you can see that the information that you were provided is factual. So that's very key.
Do some research. But, Andrew, they've been doing that, carnitine injections, type of spas. They've been doing those for decades because, like, I would actually go with my girlfriend. It was, like, in late 2000. And it was, like, when we were first going into that middle age where we weren't losing as much fat around our bellies as we wanted to. So this right here is what most of the nurses that I know would be using.
Right.
They would just go to their local doctor, and like a lot of these doctors used to have medical spas. They would just go and, you know, he would give us a discount and, you know, you could get this done.
Well, we thank you so much for today's information, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, we just we listen to the great doctor, and there's some alternatives for everything, some natural alternatives that would help us lose some of the body fat. You know, I'm scared. I broke my ankle, and I was still walking on it. I was too afraid to go get a cast because they had to reset it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so all those things are considered. But we thank you so much, as always, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow right there at the African-American Museum, right there in sunny South Dallas on a cold day.
So where is where is the parade going to start from?
Oh, no, the city of Dallas canceled it.
Oh, okay. Too cold?
Yes.
They postponed Andrew.
I'm sorry.
They're postponing the parade till the 20th, till Saturday. Well, you know, it's interesting because the weather forecast, the same weather forecast that were used, the council said they were expecting snow on 3 days, and one of the days of it snowing is supposed to be Friday. So
right.
they changed the date, but you could end up in the same place again. But then, too, those of us who have been here long enough realize the weather could change. You know, Thursday was an example of how warm it got. You know, the weather can at the drop of a hat. So we have to just, you know, be whatever we do. And there are folks, you know, they were making jokes online about, you know, Texans can't drive in sunny weather, so how can you expect them to drive, you know, in the snow or ice? And we have to be cautious any kind of way, whatever we do in life, but we have to live. And I can remember when the All-Star game or the Who won a Super Bowl, whatever was held in Dallas, and people were shutting down things because what seemed like a storm here for people coming from across the country was nothing.
Mhm.
So, but we're going to be there. We're watching, and if we see where it gets that hazardous, but we have people, you know, come to donate blood, you know. And the thing about it, don't the Cowboys play today?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all whited out.
Okay. And there's no thought of the game being canceled, right? Or postponed.
Jerry Jones, National Football League. Well, you know what? In Buffalo, they did cancel a game or postponed it. And I think that's the first time that I can remember a game not being played.
Hmm.
So
okay.
If it's hazardous, they will at least they have the fans in mind. But now they're going to go to Monday night. They didn't play last night, so they go Monday night. It might be a political ploy, that they prime time. But they're going to have two games, I think, at 4 and 8.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have. You have to remember, the game yesterday in Kansas City was one of the top coldest games. I think in the top five of the coldest games ever played in.
Okay.
Because I think Green Bay and Dallas, they always show that one clip where they had to dig in just to run on the ice. So we just pray. Look, we're not praying for rain, a little sunshine. Hopefully, I know the gods will shine upon us and we'll have nice weather.
All right, definitely.
All right. Well, since Cheryl brought it up about football, isn't that something? I will do this for us. It is that time. It's football time. And guess what, folks? Your Dallas Cowboys, those who live in the area, will be playing today at 3 at Jerry's World. And I'm going to be out there watching my favorite team play. Can you guess? It's not Tampa today. It'll be Tampa tomorrow. But we'll be out at the stadium. The football action over the weekend, a lot of games have gone on. The Chiefs and Dolphins played on yesterday, 26-7. It was 7 degrees in Kansas City and 86 in Miami. In Houston, shocked the world, beating the Browns 45-14 down in the beautiful dome in Houston. So things are really heating up, and hopefully your team will win. But today at 3:30 local time, it's going to be the Packers of Green Bay against the Cowboys from Dallas. All eyes will be on that game. And it will be a national audience because it is the only game that will be on in that time frame. And I'm really shocked they didn't put a 1 o'clock on. And then the game they had to cancel yesterday will be moved to tomorrow at 3:30, Steelers and Bills. So it's that time. Get your jersey on. Get your mojo working, so that we can root our favorite teams on, you know, to the Super Bowl. All right. We had a caller that was on, but they left. I see we have callers from Atlanta. We had a 404 as well earlier. But, folks, don't forget, tomorrow is the official Dr. Martin Luther King Day, Observance Day, a day of service and not of work. And I must say tomorrow will be the first time in a while I did not provide service on that day. I'll just let you know, but I will make up for it. Usually I go and deliver Meals on Wheels on the King Day. Usually go out in the morning, provide them with two or three meals, and be back in time to the Don't Believe the Hype Healthy Expo, where we're going to believe the hype. And you want to make sure that you're there as well with us. So much is going on, so little time to talk about it. It's about 40 minutes after the hour. Those who are in the Dallas area, just be aware. Maybe have one of the faucets dripping a little bit so your pipes won't freeze up. One thing I forgot to do yesterday is put those little covers on the spigots outside. I'll do that shortly, once we get off the air here. But so much is going on, so little time to do it. Let's remember what Dr. King stood for. I know we're going to have something at work this Thursday commemorating the life of Dr. King. And one thing I want to mention to you all, there were several things that I talked about yesterday, to the Negro Women's Organization. I enjoyed being with them on yesterday. Just briefly, I want to say good morning to Paul Quinn. I was out there yesterday, and the Jack and Jill of Denton County was out there. They brought their kids to the game. And I'd say support your HBCUs no matter where you are. And those who are in Dallas, if you get a chance, the admission is not expensive, but you can come in and just help those individuals that are out there playing. I want to say good morning to the coach, the men's coach. Cheryl, they only had five guys. Due to injuries, they had five guys that were still standing. And what? They were able to defeat Houston Tillerson out of Austin. I'm sorry?
You know, that's, you know, we think how we make it during, you know, the extraordinary times. We were made for times like this.
Oh, yeah, they definitely showed the resilience, the strength, tenacity. That's about all I can remember right now. But it was really good. And I, Cheryl, you love basketball. I said the best way to beat five guys on the court, I'm going to wear them down with one group, then substitute with another group. But he never allowed his group to get hot, the other coach. He just kept throwing fresh bodies out there, but everybody didn't get a chance to get a good run. And so he finally realized he needed to substitute a little differently. He finally got it, but at that point, they lost by 2 points. And really, really something to think about. So it's a lot going on in Dallas. And you can go two ways to get it. You can do the old-fashioned call, and then if 214-941-0110, or Cheryl, tell me, I write it down. I can't find it here. www.texasmetronews.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can. We're on social media. We're telling people how to get information and everything. We really want to get people to sign up for our newsletter and share that information. Because folks, you know, folks think about how they can give, and folks say, I don't have money. But just by clicking, liking, sharing, all of those have an impact on, you know, a lot of our businesses. If folks would, you know, especially when we're putting out information for, you know, for you. And I'll just tell you, I don't know if we had talked, but I tell you this story about the discrepancy about Congresswoman Johnson's birth date?
No.
Well, when the Congresswoman, we've seen conflicting, you know, reports about her birth date, and they were saying that she was 88, and I knew her to be 89, and I just said, and I used to tease her about it because people were going back and forth, back and forth. Well, anyway, I stop for just a minute. I'm glad to see the VA hospital realizes put down salt, not sand. But and I saw she salt down because sand is treacherous. But anyway, you know, Wikipedia, some of everybody was saying that the Congresswoman was 88. Well, when she transitioned, I sent out the first release, came out from Texas Metro News saying that she had passed. It was on our website before anybody, and it was saying she was 89. So I was getting calls from journalists saying, Cheryl, you got it wrong, and she's 88. And I said, no, I know what I'm talking about. And so, of course, you know, sometimes even it was coming from people who look like you and I, and they were throwing up, well, Wikipedia, well, the New York Times, well, you know, all of these folks. And I said, okay, well, go with them, you know. So I got a call from Gromer Jeffress with the Dallas Morning News, and, you know, Gromer, Dallas Morning News and Texas Metro News are in a collaboration. And so when I sent the information with them to them, they could use the information or not use it. And just like when they send me stuff, I can use or not use. Well, so Gromer and I are talking. So I said, Gromer, I know. I said, because I remember being on calls during the Congresswoman's birthday, Zoom calls. And I said, and also I remember talking with the family, and I was saying that the Congresswoman was born like a few months after my mother. My mother was born September 10th, 1934, and the Congresswoman was born December 3rd, 1934. So anyway, they're going back and forth, and I'm saying, you know, she's 89, she's 89. Well, I was first, the Dallas Morning News was second, and then you start seeing this domino effect, and then eventually Wikipedia got it right, you know, and then, you know, people were changing, and you'll still see some reports that say she was 88, and maybe they were late to the game or whatever, but just know that it was the Negro press, the black press, that said and had it right. But the thing about it, you know, it's a sad commentary when people were going to take me down to the mat, wanted me to tap out and change what I knew to be the truth. And I'm just saying, sometimes we get it right. Lots of times we get it right. Give us the credit that we deserve. And I just know with her sense of humor,
that the Honorable Eddie Bernice Johnson is kind of chuckling because she respected the black press and she wanted the black press and her family wanted to make sure that when it came out first, that it came out from us, and it did.
Right, wow. Well, we just integrity is everything.
You're kind of breaking up on.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Integrity is everything, and everything that we do, I always say that.
And we do have people fighting out here as hard as our team to get things right. You know, just don't be so quick to think that that ice is colder.
And that's something, you know, with Cheryl, that we really have to work on, because we do. We'll catch something and put more lighter fluid on it to make it burn a little higher instead of finding out what it's all about. Because, of course, we're experiencing that in our lives today with some things that are going on in our world. But I want to say this to everyone that's listening, is that before you move with something, find out, get some research on it, and move forward. Try to get two or three sources if you can. I've learned that over time. Because people will say, people will do. But, you know, she made it simple with a birthday. You know, let's check some other status. I know some of us have been 19 for a long time. I do understand that. Actually, I'm not 19 anymore. I'm 20.
I'm 21. That's my number.
That's your 21. Number. All right. Well, I can't be 11 because that was my number. So...
Can't do it.
No, but it's all about the integrity.
Well, the thing about it is you start, and you're talking about multi-million, billion-dollar corporations that had it wrong.
Uh-huh.
The government had it wrong, but I had it right. We had it right.
You heard it here, folks. You know, again, and do some research. I know it's hard. We go on the first thing smoking, and you know, just get your facts. I know sometimes we want to be the first to deliver, and
oh
we
my
don't.
God, that being first is going crazy because you have people who put stuff out before the family gets it. Get it to their family members because they want to be first.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just horrible. And you watch, you know, information is put out there, and some people will see the first thing, but they won't see the statement to come back to refute things. I guess the one thing I'm seeing all this fact-checking or responding to has to be with the interview with Cat Williams, that everyone, you know, you have all of these people fact-checking or doing research to try to show either to credit or discredit what he has said. I mean, just imagine if we did as much due diligence, if we had as much due diligence in everyday life and things that we're doing, you know, and checking on our health, like with Dr. Rodriguez and all of that. And we put as much energy and effort into those things as we are into something that does not impact our household or our bank account or anything at all.
It's so true about that one. It's about 53 minutes after the hour. You're listening to. It's 53 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. You have Cheryl Smith on, Dr. Rodriguez, giving us some helpful hints. And folks, we just want you to be able to go out here in the world and be factual. And I guess that's the word for the day, factual. You know, get it all together before we move forward.
Definitely.
That is the key.
Now, I tell you, tomorrow when you come out to the African American Museum, it's really imperative, Andrew, that we have people have the appointment, that they go and that they give blood. Why do I say this? Because when there's a crisis, when we talk about our community, we oftentimes find ourselves in a state of begging. Oh, we need, we're in a state of crisis. Oh, we need this. Oh, we need that. And a lot can be said about preparation. Don't wait until the blood is not, does not have an expiration date on it. You know, and so we need to be out there. They're going to be giving gift cards to folks who donate blood. Even if you may find you go through the process and because of a number of diseases, you can't give blood. Well, guess what? You'll still get a gift card if you go through the process. So we'll also check your blood pressure and make sure you're okay. And that's what we're doing. We will be talking about financial literacy, why so many black businesses were not able to get any money during COVID because they don't have a banking relationship. Well, Comerica is going to be there to start you on the road to having a relationship with the bank, because when something else happens, because I tell you, there's going to be another pandemic, and it's not going to take 100 years. It is not going to take 100 years for there to be another one, because crazy things are happening out there, and people are doing crazy things.
Wow.
So we want folks to participate. We want people to register to vote. We want people to not only register, we want them to go out and vote and take people to the polls, because that's going to have an impact. We're up here talking about what Delta did 100 years ago, what Kappa did 100 years ago. What are they going to say about 100 years ago? What are they going to say about what we did today?
You're right. You're so right about that one.
Right.
Oh, there's a lot to think about. But Cheryl, as we wind down, I will see you tomorrow. And as we embark on our Healthy Living Expo that you host every year, and we thank you so much for doing it. And again, folks with donating blood and then seeing some other healthy things along with it, because blood saves lives and so important in our community, because a lot of people who look like you, look like me, sometimes don't even have access to the system, but at least we have something out there for them.
And I tell you, they have to judge the pound cake. How about that?
Okay. Well, I'll make sure I'm hungry enough so I can test them all.
Yes, we have, and there are a few guys that have said, you know, that they have, they make a mean pound cake. So we're going to see what they're working with. I think I'm going to get me some strawberries, stop by Kroger and get me some strawberries to put on. Because we are going to sell the winning, we're going to sell the winning cakes. Unless one is disqualified, they all will be sold. But the winning cake goes for a higher price, and that helps with scholarships and everything. So we're really excited. And Chef Cassandra is going to do a cooking demonstration. Reverend Cynthia Mickens-Ross is going to be there so that we could she's going to pray us in and through and out. And, you know, we figured that there'll be a time during the day when, like I say, like between like 11 and 3 or 4 when it's going to be good. And come on out. We're inside. We're inside. So come on and support. And we have plenty of giveaways. You can get a T-shirt. And not only can you get a T-shirt, but you can also get a bag. There's so many things you can get. We're going to have a really good time. And we are going to do this in spite of the weather. We are going to not do anything because of the weather. In spite of the weather, we're going to be doing what we need to do to make our community stronger.
All right. Well, thank you so much. As we get ready to close, folks, meet us there. And then other people say, beat us there at the African-American Museum located in sunny South Dallas. I want to leave you with something right before we get off the air. It's something to think about as we celebrate Dr. King's legacy. I want to look for seven women who influenced Dr. King. And, you know, you know about his wife and other people, but we want to say that it all started with his mother. And then Coretta Scott married him. But there's a part, if you ever listen to the speech that we call I Have a Dream, there's one voice in the back that mentions, tell them about the dream. You tell me next week who that person is, and then we'll have something for you. It was a person that told Dr. Martin Luther King during his, the March on Washington, tell them about the dream, Martin. So on behalf of Cheryl Smith and the whole Texas Metro News crew, we thank you for being a part of the World According to Drew. Dr. Rodriguez, I thank you as well. We'll be back next week. And I want to leave you with this. Not much of it, but we can leave you with this.